According to the CIO's research, the Department of Homeland Security gave out $2 billion in grants in 2011, about four times the value of equipment given out through the 1033 program. As with the Burn COPS grants, the DHS grant program also got a big boost in President Obama's 2009 economic recovery package. He really put more into it, massive more, because he knows what's coming up down the future and why they really want all these internal police, which are military. The CIR investigation also found that DHS makes little effort to track how the grants are spent once they've been sent, nor does it track the equipment, how it's used once it's been purchased. And believe you, there's an awful lot of corruption in amongst the police forces too. Oh, yeah. It says the agency doesn't seem to care if the recipients of the grants are places that face any tangible threat or terrorism. That's why it tells you it's for a different reason. It's still to come. Hence, a city like Fargo, North Dakota, has been able to get its hands on an $8 million in grants, which the police department had used to buy assault rifles, Kevlar helmets, and an armored truck with a rotating turret. Fargo Police Lieutenant Ross Rare attempted to defend the city's armament. It's foolish not to be cognizant of the threats out there, he said, whether it's New York, Los Angeles, or Fargo. But until the day when the next Muhammad Atta casts Richfield's eyes on North Dakota, the department hasn't made much use of its gun-fitted armored truck. It's reported it's used mostly for a show, this truck now, including the annual city picnic, where police parked it near the Children's Bounty Castle. Or Bouncy Castle. But it's just astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. There's a story here too, which is kind of comical. It says here that in Maine, in Augusta, Maine, where there's fewer than 20,000 people, where an officer hasn't died from gunfire in the line of duty in more than 125 years, police bought $1,500 tactical vests. In Des Moines, Iowa, police bought $280,000 bomb disarming robots. They all want the toys, you see. And it says, while an Arizona sheriff is now the proud owner of a surplus army tank, Montgomery County, Texas, the sheriff's department owns a $300,000 pilotless surveillance drone, like those used to hunt down Al Qaeda terrorists in the remote tribal regions of Pakistan and Afghanistan. A couple of months before the CIA report, the sheriff in Montgomery County had broached the possibility of arming his drone with rubber bullets or possibly tear gas. I remember when that was in the paper. And it says, no matter what we do in law enforcement, somebody is going to question it, but we're going to do the right thing. And I can assure you of that, he said. 5 months later, the department made headlines when its Department of Homeland Security funded drone accidentally crashed into its Department of Homeland Security funded Bearcat. And these guys are going to expertly raid your home and no one's going to get slaughtered, eh? Anyway, the point of what I'm getting across here is that there's a different reason why all this is being promoted. It trains the cops as well, that they're now a military. It doesn't matter if the cops even believe it's for drugs or not. It doesn't matter. They're a military and you're all the enemy and they're going to all be turned loose with all their heavy military equipment. If there's ever any real riots coming down the pike with the massive inflation, the next bank crash or whatever else comes along, you're going to really see why they're really there. And just like I mentioned with that Camp 14 total control zone, you'll find that system can be brought on awfully rapidly. The torturers are all there waiting for the jobs, believe you me, if they're not already in some. And there's no difference to what can be done in North Korea and in your own country. As I say, your own people, whether it's Britain or wherever it happens to be, are doing the extraordinary rendition. And they're whisking people off and torturing them exactly the same way as they get tortured in total control zone. And they slaughter the people as well at the end of it rather than have them loose on the streets and getting sued over it. So just kill them. Very simple. That's civilization as we know it, because under the guise of our wonderful system, it's as brutal as ever. It's simply more clever in how it makes you perceive the whole system, folks. It's more and more clever. But you can see it got reverting right back to open the raw grossness of it all in a very short time, if need be. Believe you me. Sad, sad, sad. Human nature hasn't changed. Really hasn't changed at all. And there's no shortage of folk who'll do the slaughtering and for the government, and slaughtering and torturing in any country on this planet. Any country on this planet, folks. There's no shortage of the people who will do that, and they get into the mindset, and they'll convince themselves as they're doing it, it's their right to do it. These people are scum for speaking out against the system or whatever it happens to be. And that's what they use for excuses. It's sad, isn't it? Sad that it's so easy to program people. It's terribly sad. As I say, remember that movie and the documentary came out from the prison experiment, Stanford Prison Experiment, and the movies that made the control factor. You become your job when you put on the uniform. Doesn't matter what job you're in, you become that darn job. But you put them into a uniform of authority, and the person literally changes their whole personality. It goes to their head. That's why police should never be dressing and behaving as military dress and behave. Military are created to go out there and kill people. That's their job, folks. That's their job. That's it. And do you really want that, walking around your streets and busting your homes in the middle of the night, as they're doing? And it's all over the States now. And as I say, you've got to get the book Rise of the Warrior Cop, because believe you me, you just look at the front picture on the page there, and this is like something out of Star Wars. I knew when Star Wars came out, I said, this is for the future. I didn't see it till years later because I didn't want to see it in the first place, but it's pure propaganda. And you're programmed through the movies, of course, for what's to come. And it's here. Unfortunately, it's here, isn't it? And we get entertained into oblivion through indoctrination, through fiction. Youngsters want to be the guys dressed up like Robocop. You don't have to go searching to find people who will do this or search for torture. They're there, folks. Sad, isn't it? Now, remember, too, you can go into make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I've mentioned other good videos over the years that have come out from the ex-Soviet system to show how their system worked and what happened and the atrocities that happened there. You got to understand this and know it all. Remember, too, you've been trained to avoid pain and seek pleasure. You have been trained deliberately to allow all this to happen. You have been trained. And if you can't, I can understand, for instance, Camp 14, a lot of folk will be unable to listen to this guy talking. It's definitely not an act with them. And yeah, a lot of folk won't want to hear it. So you probably heard that yourselves, I'm sure, if you discussed things with your friends. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. It's too unpleasant, you see. So, yeah, you know, unfortunately, to really, if you really want truth, very few folk want real truth, you know. They want a sanitized version of something that will suit their personality and their psyche. That's not what truth is. It's like gravity. It doesn't care what you want. It just is. So if you really want truth, you've got to look at the dark side of everything too. Because only that way can you ever possibly prevent it all happening again and again and again. And at least you'll see it coming. But I have to say that humanity has not progressed at all. We live under illusions, in a world of illusions, where it's been forced to work for nothing by slave masters in a camp, or forced to work for a system in which you have no choice at all, or you starve to death for something called money that's run by people you'll never meet, who decide its value every day, who decide that you're going to be trained to believe in it because they give the grants out and tell the school systems, the standardized school systems, what they teach you and brainwash you with. Your reality is given by them too. Save up. What's the point of saving up money when it's going to be worth a fraction of what it was when you put it in the bank? Fraction. Rate inflation. Everyone's a racket, folks.